This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. In the spring, herbicides on growing wheat fields require a close look at timing and stage of plant growth. Wheat goes through a lot of stages in a relatively short period of time in the spring, and many herbicides have physiological restrictions on what stages they can be applied. For the most part, herbicide restrictions in other crops like corn, milo, and soybeans are based upon EPA and KDA regulations. In wheat, the growth and yield of the plant itself depends on proper timing, and the timing of it all has little to do with calendar dates. Wheat planted in the fall will be slower going in the spring and will take longer during the spring tillering stage. Of course, it all depends on how warm the spring is and soil moisture. Nothing exemplifies this more than the use of 2,4-D in wheat. 2,4-D is labeled in wheat from the full tiller stage, which is about when the leaf sheets start getting longer, to prior to the boot stage. If sprayed too early, 2,4-D can slow down the tillering process. If sprayed too late during the boot stage, it can trap the wheat heads in the boots and will malform the heads. Agronomically, we would say this is from Feeks 4 to Feeks 9, but wheat can go through these stages pretty quickly in a warm spring. Another pre-boot herbicide is NCPA, which can be sprayed earlier than 2,4-D at the three-leaf stage, so it is safer in the earlier time frame. That being said, both 2,4-D and NCPA come in different esters or neem formulas and can have different risk. Prior to the application restriction window of 2,4-D, dicamba can be applied from the two-leaf to the jointing stage of wheat. After jointing, dicamba can cause the wheat to lay down and significantly hurt yield. Other herbicides to use before jointing include Agility SG, Olympus, Outrider, Powerflex HL, Pulsar, and Rave. The Clearfield and Coaxium wheat varieties have pre-jointing restrictions on their own associated herbicides as well. Some herbicides have some restriction up to the flag leaf emergence, like Affinity, Ally Extra, Express, Harmony, Culex, Supremacy, and Wide Match. The new herbicide, Pixario XC, is also labeled from the second leaf to flag leaf. There aren't a whole lot of herbicides that can be applied after the flag leaf and boot emergence. Hopefully though, by that time we should be more concerned about fungicide applications. Information in this report came from K-State Weed Specialist Sarah Lancaster. Any herbicide trade name mentioned or excluded does not imply endorsement or non-approval. As always, the herbicide label contains the rules and use restrictions. Please give me a call if you have any issues in your wheat fields at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.